Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today I preach to you very shortly on what I titled you, The Gift of Good Men. The gift of good men. Carry your Bible with me. Let's read it together. John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9. I decided to put the good there. Ordinarily, I wanted to preach the gift of men. But I needed to make it deeper, because we don't have a lot of good people. We have few good men in life. We have few good people in life. Follow me. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool which is called in Hebrews Tonga Bethsaida, having 5 porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And in this one, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepping in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had infirmity for 38 years. Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man." May you have men. Amen. Oh God, I didn't make God give you men. Amen. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step down before me, Jesus said unto him, "Rise up, take up your bed, walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. Stretch your hand, let me pray just 2 prayer points for you, if you don't mind. I pray for you, you will not be stranded in life. Well, you don't need my prayer, so I'll just do the second one. No jala for you. At any junction you will need help, may God send great helper to you in the name of Jesus. Men are the hands of God. What did I say? Men are what? God uses men to fulfill his purpose and his counsel in our lives. God positioned men as angels and agents along our path in destiny, so that we will not be stranded as we move from one point to the other in our lives. So that man will not become a wanderer, man can fulfill his destiny. Today we are going to be praying, as I'm preaching to you, that God will give you the gift of good men. I am not preaching about the gift of tongues. I am not preaching about the gift of the Spirit. I am preaching about the gift of good men. In this life, we have few good men, few good husbands, few good wives, few good pastors, few good overseers, few good bosses, few good in-laws. We have few of them. And that's why when God connects you to a particular good person, look at me, sir, man, don't take your wicked character hidden in spiritual nonsense to pursue them. Somebody say, "I hear you." I told my children, I don't have a lot of people in my circle, but the few people I have in my circle, their head is too correct. Then you will see me. The few people I have in my circle, when their head, I pray for just one person. I will know whether you are there. May God give you correct people. It is the gift of man that lived men from gutter to grace. It is gift for lift. When God connects you to one good man, your life changed 365, not 360 degrees. The five is Jara. Most of us, we are crying today because we have missed the good man. When I say man, I mean people God has sent into our life. Can I pray for mercy? That mercy will bring them back to you. Until a man encounter the gift of man, he's not going anywhere. He remains on the spot. He said, I have no man. Answer this question. No one person born him. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have children. Okay, he doesn't have sister. He doesn't have brother. The Bible says, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will pick me up. So mention your name for me. Let me pray. Where life dump you, where parents drop you. Some parents are wonderful. They have tried. Now pray for you. The Lord will pick you up. Now, amen. Keep it for yourself. You don't want my prayer. The Lord will pick it up. In this life, look at me. Whether you like it or not, after God, the next person is man. I will introduce you to them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're promoted in the office. I don't know the mistake you made, and they brought you down. 3 days fasting, go and raise an altar. You collect it back next week. So that's no problem with that. God will never come down. God has enough angels and agents to help you. It is your total gaga, your stupid shakala, your thinking I'm fine, I'm handsome, I'm spiritual, that made your life to jaga jaga like this. And all you that have the habit of is talking to me, you are too small for me to address. I'm talking to nations. So I pray for you. Wherever you have been dropped, God will reconnect you. Whoever ran away from your life because of your stupid character, as you change today, the Lord will drag them back to you. If you are here and preaching and you are looking around, can you please carry your bag and leave? Because this message, you might not hear it again from anywhere. Came to church, you are looking everywhere as if you are just coming from police college. There is no criminal here that you can catch. Concentrate. The earlier you meet the right people in life, the earlier you get to your destination. The later, the delay in meeting the right people. Some of you have this character. Igbos are not good. Yorubas are ngbati ngbati. Hausas are. So, it is people from your own village that is the best. I am sorry for you before the foundation of the earth. I don't answer them when they say, where are you from? I'm from Nigeria. In America, they don't ask the state where you come from because all of them are successful. Now that they ask, and you are so full. There are some tribes that are so full of themselves. Shall I still continue? If you want me to stop, just shout hallelujah. Okay, friends, you need the gift of man if your life will change. Now you're hearing this message, now your plan is, I will just go on the street be looking for men. No. Surely. I'll do it again. Surely. How many days of my life? Finish. Just listen to this message and let's pray. Position yourself. Joseph will have remained a wanderer. Genesis 37 verse 15. If not that God sent him out. And a certain man found him. Can I pray for you? Where you have been wakaring and wakaring, the right people will find you. It's not for everybody. And saw that he was wandering. Where you have been wandering, the Lord will send the right people to you. Joseph did not even ask. He was wondering, ask Joseph. Why are you? What are you trying to find? What are you looking for? The people that will ask you the question, what are you looking for? What can I do for you? How can I bless you? The Lord will send them your way. Amen. You know, there are some time I make requests in this church. How many times do I do it? I don't do it twice. Let it be 100 million, I make it once. And I will not talk again. But some people, Daddy, how far? How far have we gone? Those are men God gave me. Anywhere they are. How far? How far? How far? And I will block them in every way that we are trying to say, ah, Daddy, a low local, gun, gun, gun. Ah, stretch your hand. Let I have enjoyed these blessings. The people that will ask you, how far? Not with a yeah, but how far? Take, oh yeah, receive them in the name of Jesus. Some group of Bible scholars from Life asked me a question. Sir, why is that you don't ask for it? You don't beg anybody? You don't ask for any question? Anybody? I say yes. Why? Number one, because I don't want to hear no. Number two, because I don't want to hear I don't have. Number three, because I don't want to hear sorry, so I won't ask. I would rather go to God and God. Somebody say God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what I can ask or imagine. That is your own incantation. It will work for you in the name of Jesus. There's a story of a brother looking for a job. Don't be angry, I'm cleaning my face. This place is cool. This place is cool. So I'm not going to be cleaning my face. It's not for anything, it's because this place is cool. And this boy got a letter to come for an interview in a multinational company. He prayed, he got there, and there were hundreds of thousands there. And he stood, sat in front of the interviewers, and interviewed from everywhere question, and a man asked him, which school did you go to? Excuse me, is it not in the resume in their hand? And he mentioned the school. And the man said, wow, I didn't notice. That is school you went to? That is the same school my son graduated from. Congratulations, you have the job. The only time I said, he said, yes, you have the job. Go, go, go. And this boy said, he said, sir, what happened? I said, I don't know. God planted the man there for you. Where you are supposed to sit and enthrone in life is only for 10 of you. May the Lord plant men to wait for you there in the name of Jesus. I read computer science in school. Mainly I finished before I worked in Nestle Food, I remember. They introduced a particular family for me. It's a very powerful family in Nigeria. They have a big school in Otta. So I got there to do the interview. And when I got there, this weekend people did not ask me for computer science. They were asking me, whose course so in 1972? Whose course? So I said, please, I read computer science. And I said, you are very rude. I said, I read computer science. Ask me about the course. I said, what is football? I don't know anything about football. They say, you don't know anything about current affair. I said, sir, am I doing current affair? And they said, you're asking too much questions. Stand up and get out. As I wanted to stand up, one man said, wait. Tell us anything you know about computer science. So I said, better. And I started. By the time I finish, the man said, when can you start? Then I said, I just like that. He said, the other said, don't say anything again. They said, the man should not say anything again. Convince us too. I said, if I work here in 3 months, the life of your children will change. I will teach them computer. I will teach them brain computer. And you know what? By the time I'm going, after 4 months or 6 months, they say, eh? I said, yes. I said, because my time is limited. I am here to help you. Say, I worked there. After 4 months, I was going. The whole school gave me gift. Parents came. Can I sit down very well like a king? Let me pray for you. We are praying for good men. You will find them. And when you find them, you yourself will not mess up. Your amen when I pray for you is not clear. I said you will not mess up. Yes. Lift up your hands, Lord Jesus. Say, Father, give me the gift of man. You didn't say again, let me hear loud and clear. Yes. Let me tell you this. This is the hierarchy of power. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the next one is man. And God will not do anything without the connection of men. Men are the arms of God. And when you start praying too, it goes like that too. Man, Holy Spirit, Son, Jesus, and Father. Show me in the Bible. John chapter 14 verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You are not finishing for me. No man cometh unto the Father. So that's the hierarchy. The Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, and what next? Let's go to this message properly. Once you understood it, then we'll go. 1 Kings 1:32. First Kings. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before him. To cut a long story short, these three men, look at me, they were standing like this for the coronation of Solomon. Solomon started his life with the connections of royalty, connections of a priest, a prophet, and a powerful witness. God gave Solomon good people, the gift of good men. Stretch your hand here and let me pray for you. Oh, everyone in life will be enthroned in a particular area. The right connections to your enthronement, the Lord will plant them in your life in the name of Jesus. So Solomon's enthronement had the blessings of connections. Connections, not the one you beg for. Hey, connection, not the one you use your body for. Connections, not the one you compromise your daughter or son for. Are you ready for this prayer? May the Lord divinely connect you. If you are the only one I pray for, let me hear your powerful amen. I decree over your own life. This one time you have come to this world, God is granting you the right people. At the junction, you will need them. Before you get there, they are waiting for you in the name of Jesus. The men that will help you, the men that will feed you, the men that will love you, the men that will not abuse your person. The person, wherever they are, God will plant them there for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one person I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessing. Sit down, but don't go down. There are men, and you know what, look at everybody. Let us pray for them, because such men don't live long. You have a good husband, pray for him. Don't take advantage of him. I'm married, I might not happen. So many things will happen. I taught you this just some years ago about the way of escape. I have married him, it's locked up, it's a lie. I have married her, nobody, it's a lie. There's a way of escape. That's not where I'm going to today. This is my prayer for you now. The good men in your life, or the one God will bring, will not die before you meet them. And if you're a good person here, good man, good woman, good in-law, the Lord will grant you very long life in the name of Jesus. I told you that what people do, enemy does, is to remove the helper, the good people in the family. Have you not noticed? The wicked stay long. They will stay long. They will be very old. They will not die. All their teeth. Okay, how are you? How are your mama? Come, let me put my hand on your head. How are your papa? And they will not die. And the great will die. Sit down very well. Let me pray for you. You, as the helper of that family, you will not die. Your helpers will not die. stretch your hand to your pastor and pray for me that I will not die? Is that how I pray for you now? Is that how I pray for you now? Thank you. Listen to me. There are men God has equipped. What I say? Equipped. Oh my God. What you are looking for is at their back pocket here. I was very young. I followed one of my big boys, big brothers to my daughter. And I was talking with them. And the other one said, don't waste my time. I had to move. My flight is 6 o'clock. We're talking around 12. And I want to say, you are going to say, I'm going. I just want to buy cars. I'm going to Germany. So I'm going to Germany. Okay, Timothy, remember, I'm going to Germany. So in my English, I say, you are going to Germany. What about money? And he did like this. He did like this in front of you, like this. And he brought Dutch mark out. Dutch mark was what they had used before. Mike, I said, let me touch. So I touched. I said, it's fine, you know. He said, yes. He said, all the cars I just bring from Germany, he said, everything is just like this. That day I was talking, there was no transportation. And somebody doesn't even have Naira, he has Dutch marks. So I said, very small boy, I was 18. I said, sir, you can't have this kind of money and go. He said, eh, I want to buy you a drink. So I ran, bought him a drink. How did I pay? Mama, I'm coming. I'm here. But he drank. He said, what about you? I said, no, you drink. He said, ah, young man, you bless me. I am going to bless. It was from the money, bless me. You are paying for the drink. Don't do it, oh. One way. You now go out and say, give me a drink. You now get to the best to drink. He said, thank you very much. God bless you. My guy. I said, why about come? Not we never pay for the drink. You go confess. Praise God. What you are crying for is where? Not even here at the back. Not even in the bank. It's where? May God collect it for you. Oh God. Pastor Paul, am I in the right show? May God collect it for you. There are men that are equipped with the secret of your next breakthrough. There are men planted as struggles in your life, that God has given the skill that when they show you the way, oh my God, your business, your brand, your ministry will change. There are men God has made in your life. Look at me. Now listen, some are just one time help. So I'll not go there to them again. Some are lifelong. They will carry you like this. As if you are their daughters. They will carry you like this. As if you are their sons. They will not leave you. Until you get to your place. They will not tell you. Now you're fine. And let me tell you. I am not just joking. I know them. May God make you meet them. Why one man was crying. He has no man. Mark chapter 2 verse 3 and 4. A man there, the Bible said. And they came. He didn't call them. God brought them. Bring him, a paralytic man to him who had been picked up and was being carried. Help me finish. By how many men? These four men took him to Jesus. They got there. The next verse said they couldn't access Jesus because of the crowd. And they broke the roof. These are capable helpers. And when they could not get him to a place in front of Jesus, and because of the tongue, they dug a hole through the roof. You will pay for that thing. We will pay for the house. And the house, scoop out and open it. They let him down and thickly padded. They took care of him. They said, let us drop him anyhow. No. And they drop him in front of Jesus. Where you are crying, the people that have the handkerchief that belong to you, the Lord will send them to your life. Why we are pushing, pray until something happens. Don't let's forget that when God is going to answer, He will answer through. And many have chased away. Many they have maltreated. Many they have abused. Many they have used. Burning. Many they have literally even killed the men God sent to them. So as I'm preaching now, you are thinking maybe they are outside with Agbada. Some of them are your housemates. Some of them are burning. Some of them are the people that work for you. Some of them are your staffs. Some of them is your husband. Some of them might be your wife. You are so wicked, a wife or husband, that you may say, how is your wife or how is your husband? And they say, my husband is at home. Because of you, what is he doing? Calling for me. But you have battered her, beating her. Where is your husband? He's fine. What is happening to this? It's just there. Leave him alone. Are you a patient here? Carry your Bible. 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 4. God is not wicked. Look at me. Anytime you pray, look at me. The answer is around you. Some of us, God has shown us mercy. God gave you a good father, he's there for you. Some of God gave you a good wife, she's there for you. Some of God gave you a good mother, she will die for you. Then, some of you, God gave you a good boss. Can I quickly jump and pray? Don't take advantage of them. Don't abuse them. You will not fail in life. Look at me, because if they drop you, she's sleeping in the church. If they drop you, if your wife is beside you sleeping, any we can. You can't know the person. The husband will wake the wife. If they drop you, should I say continue? 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Now Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, he was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him God had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. Look at the great man, honorable man, mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on her, Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my lord, wherewith the prophet, if he can go and see the prophet in Samaria, for I will recover him out of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, toss and toss, as the maid said. Let me quickly say this. Let's imagine that Naaman has been abusing a girl, maybe physically or sexually. What will have happened? He would die as a leper. Let me tell you, the men God has sent to you might not be true. That was the only lifeline of this man. How have you treated your lifeline? I'm asking. I'm just asking. To come out of hardship, to come out of penury, to come out of shame, whatever, and you're praying, Oluwa, Oluwa, somebody, somewhere is the answer. Jesus is the answer, but you will not see Jesus, he walked through man. And that's why in heaven, Jesus is not in heaven as a spirit. He's there in heaven as 100% man and 100% God. The Bible called him the man, Jesus. There shall be divine connection between you and your helpers. Every time you pray, pay attention to the people that are coming to your life. You could be praying like this. Look at me, I'm crying. And your helper will pass. They will even encourage you. Pele, Ndo, everything will be okay. Then it will take God to touch him, and it will take divine discernment for you to know that there's something. But no. Thank you, precious Lord. So, who healed Naaman? Through who? Permit me to tell you that the maid was who God used. Not even Elijah. And they went there. He said, go and bath Elijah. He said, me, moi, me. Riba Abana, Riba Papa is there. And the good man came again and said, sir, my father, did he collect money from you? I can't bath in that smelly water. Just go seven times. He said, eh. As you just enter, enter my father. If you are here, you have a daughter, you have a son, you have a friend, you have anybody that is always lying to you, and they are yes men, that anything that will make you happy is what they are telling you, your own is finished. And Saul said, I've been walking looking for my father's house, I'm going home. And the guy beside him said, let's go home. There is a man of God there. Let's go and meet him. He said, I'm not going. I don't have money. He said, I have saved money. From the money you have given to me, let us go there. So he had to collect the money. Oh my God. That means Saul too was a good man. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. I hear her. You are now master of sleeping. Even in the sleep, you are saying, ha. You control yourself. God will send you the higher helper. I said, God will send you the higher helper. Jesus, the way, the truth, the agony chamber, the all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God, needed a man to be born. When I said a man, you understand what I mean? That human. Needed 12 apostles. I thought it was over. Needed a woman to anoint him. Needed a man to arrange his store, the place they are going to use for communion. And finally, needed a man to bury him. Come, let's see. Mark 15, 43. Our Father, who art in heaven, amen. I saw somebody fighting, you fought, your leg came out, body came out, but your head is still there. Any battle of your foundation that you have been fighting, today, the remaining part that is in the hands of the wicked, you collect it back in the name of Jesus. Hallowed be your name. Anybody here that they have placed on his neck, every chain, necklace of delay, every braid, a braid, and beads, many beads. All my daughters, everywhere you are, listen to me. As I'm talking now, if you have a bead on your waist, thank you, Lord Jesus. Go and remove it now. Whether you are watching me on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, whether you are watching me from Ibadan, go and remove the bead now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cut the bead now. Hallowed be your name.
Your name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
At a particular age, you get to begin to examine yourself. What is extra about me that is causing me pain? Let me continue. Mark 15:43. Joseph. All the Arimathea. Noble. Honorable in rank. Respected member of the Council of Sanhedrin, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God. Look at it. Daring the consequences to courage, venture to go to Pilate. They didn't stop if they opened the door for him. And he asked for the body of Jesus. Next verse. But Pilate wondered whether he was there so. And having called his centurion, he asked him whether Jesus was already dead. Verse 45. And when he learned from the centurion that he was indeed dead, I'm not hearing you, he gave the body. Wonderful. 46. Let me read 46. Go. 46. And Joseph bought a fine linen clothed, for sweating dead bodies, taking him down from where? Who will have removed Jesus from the cross? How would they have buried him? It must be a prominent man that will collect him from prominent enemy. They roll him up in a fine linen cloth, place him in a tomb which he had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a very large stone against the door. Sit down very well. If Jesus did a man, look at how you are struggling. May God send you the right man. You don't need it. That's why I didn't say amen. So I continue. God is still in the business of giving us men. This is only for 50 of you. You will get yours. So today we are going to be praying that God will give us the right men. And I will be praying for you. And some of you have met them already. Just behave yourself. What did I say you should do? Just behave yourself. Let me show you one more before we pray. I want us to pray. Let's look at one more. Carry your Bible with me. 2 Samuel 23, verse 15 to 17. And David had a craving and said, this one said, longingly, oh, that someone would give me a water, drink water from the well of Bethlehem. And this water is asking for her. Philistines were there with everything. So how are they going to get there? Next verse. And three mighty men, how did they break through the army? Now, army they call Amu. They went into the cantonment because of water for David. Through the army of the Philistines, they were fighting and taking water. Some of you, the people around you already, they are your mighty men. But as I'm talking now, they are raw, they are vain, and they look useless. You might be the one to train them to be mighty for you. Some of us are so weak, especially the ladies among you. Once you see that your husband face anybody to help like this, you begin to trouble that man. And that man is looking at my breast, is looking at my butt, and your husband will pursue them away. There are some help we do as men, we don't tell anybody. If you find out later we did it and think we are dating them, God bless you. If it is a man, we are using their glory. Share. If it's a woman, we are dating them. Share. We are used to that. There are help we do. We don't tell anybody. There are help we do that we tell, come, this is what we are doing. See, the mighty man in your life that you are praying for, some of them might be the one you will do what? I'm not here. You will do what? But you, your money cannot go anywhere. You will eat and people will be looking, licking their lips. Oh God, well done. Thank you very much. Thank you. Shebi, you have eaten. You must have eaten. You are just leaving your house now. I pray that food will not kill you. You will buy one indomie, be eating it alone with cutlery. And one egg, before I forget. So we have to manage this economic. We have to what? Continue. The Bible said they penetrated the gates of Philistine and drew out water out of the well of Bethlehem by the gate and brought it to David. David said, no, be me and you. David said, I can't drink this. This is not blood. And the Bible said, pour it to the Lord. Should I continue? Why am I not hearing your voice? Should I continue? This is my prayer for you. This year will not pass before God show you this mercy in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 31 verse 6. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For his mercies endureth forever.
For his mercies and your breath forever. Amen.
The woman you wanted to die for just gave you breakfast. You came to church for a word of encouragement. I have been telling you, don't love anything more than God. Somebody say, I hear you. Don't love anything. I love God, die. So on Sunday, I show my love to Him. And love is in giving. Anything remaining, we share in the week. It not remain. We leak water. But God is faithful. Yes, they gave you breakfast and you want to kill yourself because of the person that doesn't love you. Don't kill yourself, please. After service, go to Jendor. Or go to the place. God has surrounded us with great grace. After service, the money did not give in the church. At least He will give it there. Huh? Please walk in there. Walk in there and spend. Somebody say, I hear you. Is that what you want to do? God will collect you for me. God will collect the money before you go there. It is the remaining you will take there. You want to say amen to that kind of prayer? I pray for you. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord said, I have prepared a better woman for you. Don't worry. Exodus chapter 31, verse 6. Look at this. Look at one of my secrets. The day I got this Exodus, okay, they are not there. The day I got this message, this particular one, I ate it. And behold, I have appointed with him Aholiab, son of Ahisam. I don't understand this thing. Of the tribe of Dan, and to all who are wise-hearted, I have given wisdom and ability to make all that I have committed to you. Now, the Bible version says, I have committed them to help you. Stretch your hand to this scripture. Whoever God has committed, even as God commits them to help you, they will find you. It seems you don't want this prayer. I said they will find you. I'm not sure you like this prayer. I said they will find you. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout three amen and public, they will find you. Look at this one before we begin to pray. 1 Samuel 22, verse 2. And sorry will no longer be your portion. And everyone in distress or in debt or discontented gathered to him. This was how he started his life. And he became a commander over them, over debtors, distressed people. And there were with him. Out of that 400, till the mighty came. Other mighty came. Then. But they started with what? Some of you cannot see people, help people around you. Why must you feed them? Why must you take care of them? Why must you do this? You are joking with your life. 400 came to him. Wherever yours are, they will come to you. I need to round up now. Since you don't want to say amen to these prayers. Exodus chapter 4 verse 27. Moses was a stammerer, but God sent somebody to him. Exodus 4:27. And the Lord said to Aaron, Aaron, go into the wilderness. Help me to do what? I think I'm going to do what that man did. This service is over. Read it for me. Go now. And he did what? Wait. Stretch your hand. Madam, I said stretch your hand. You are doing your hand like this as if you are seizure. No problem. Wherever your Aaron are, and the Lord said to them, locate these ones in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and he went, so I pray for you, they will locate you. I'm not here, I said they will locate you. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. Come on. 2, 3, 4, 5. Down, but don't go down your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is working in this auditorium. Anybody here that you have stepped on charm or whatever that they have used to limit you in life, the charm has just been neutralized. Go to him. And he went. He was in the wilderness. Where are you? That God cannot send somebody to you. And that's why you must get your location right in life. Not to go everywhere where people they go. Because your location is where at your location. Okay. There's a particular guy they called Nehemiah. What's up, Nehemiah before? Nehemiah was serving the king. And he had daddy wall of Jerusalem. That was not a small project. Every one of you that have projects, can I pray? Will you say amen at all? Are you going to say amen? I want to pray for you. Are you going to say amen? The Lord will send people that will finance that project in the name of Jesus. Nehemiah find favor. The king look at his face. Okay, let's look at the Bible. It's long ago. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1 to 9. It's long ago, but let's go. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of the king of Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I have not been sad before in his presence. I have never been sad in his presence. I continue. So the king said to me, why do you look sad? Since you are not sick. This is nothing but sorrow of heart. The king is talking to him. A wine server. Then I was very much afraid. Next verse. You can't read Bible at all. Read Bible here. You are looking at me. Look here. Look at the board like a lecturer. Look at God. Not me. Now, go. Verse 3. Go now. Let the king live forever. Why should I not be sad faced when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, lies away, and his 45 gates are consumed by fire? Next verse. Then the king said to me, for what do you ask? So I prayed to the Lord of heaven. Verse 5. Come on. And I said to him, if it pleases the king, if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that he will send me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulchre. Help me, ask me with what? With what is he going to build it? How much was his salary? If your project is equal to your salary, that means it's not divine. Next year, if you want to run away on the way, we are going to begin to give for our land. You can see there's only people that said amen. The first people that said amen, we will buy it together. I want to join one. With what was he going to build? Next verse. Come on, media. And the king, beside whom the queen was sitting, thank God for good queens. Ask me how long will your journey take? And when will you return? He was a good man too. Not a useless worker. So it pleased him to send me. And I set him a time. Next verse. Come on now. Also I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given me for the governors beyond, that they may let me pass through Judah. I will be passing through borders so that they will not disturb me. And a letter to Asa, keep all the king's forest, come on with me, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the fortress of the temple and for the city. And the king granted what I asked, for the good hand of my God was upon me. Can I pray for you? May the good hand of God be upon you. Verse 9. Everybody go verse 9. Then I came to the governor beyond the rivers and gave them the letters. Now the king has sent captains of. Bible had it that everything this man needed was given to him. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Everything you need to finish that project will be given to you. Yeah. Lift up your hand as I pray these three prayers for you before we leave. The Lord begin to give to you men that will favor you. Yeah. There are people that love you unconditionally. With all your mistakes and everything, they just love you. The Lord will send them to your life. This amen shows that I am done here. You don't need me. The people that will give you your provision, let God send them to you. From now, resources will not finish in your hand. If you are the one and pray for, let me hear you loud. Say amen. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I would say trust in the Lord with all your heart. and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Please, everybody look at me. Trust is bigger than faith. Faith is, I don't see you, but I know that everything we have discussed, trust means no matter what you are going through, what we said is going to come to pass. So when you have faith in God, you've got to take a leap again and trust Him. I want to pray for you. Receive grace to trust God. It's difficult. It's difficult. In Yoruba, some people came and said, "Mi ori ori o." No verse. When you are singing Yibo, that's time here. Odogu, Odogu, did we get angry? Last I said, DK, we are singing one now.
I have a sure all over me, we pray.
I told you several times, I have planned, I have prayed, but some things will get some things from me. And I had to pay my students' school fees. I was coming from Lekki. I have preached to people over 300 there. I was coming home. I don't know how to beg, but I can pray to God. And I said, God, I know you have been taking care of me. My children will resume school tomorrow. I don't have anybody to go. Great people don't have helpers except God send them. And I dropped everybody at the roundabout at Moshalashi there. And I was going from Moshalashi to Fedra. And I would turn back praying in tears and in tongues. I'm not going to beg. I will not collect money from church. And you are going to take care of me. I have run a trip. And the Lord said to me, why are you crying? Have I disappointed you before? I have assurance all around me.
I have assurance all around me. We will.
I'm talking about 10 years ago. So I drove home and I slept. And I woke up in the morning. The school fees of my children times 10. And I went on my knees. And I said, yes, you are God from beginning
till the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
I have gotten to levels in life whereby at my age, if you are a girl, if you are a woman, and if you are a dog, congratulations. Somebody will love you. Some people will love you to take advantage of you. But if you are a man, look at me, no congratulations. You have no wig on your head, man. You have no foundation in your face, man. You must have something here. You have nothing here. You have nothing here. You have nothing here. If a woman has nothing here, her body goes suffer. But if a man has nothing here, your life. You're angry, Abby. I am not to dish to you the food that you like. I am supposed to dish to you the food of eternal life. Oh, yeah, chop it and make it. You must trust God. And when you trust God, it is, look at me, it is not only you, you and Him. Sometimes God will tell you too, or that from the 50 you have been saving from January, give your son, your brother that has 10,000. I say, I've been saving from January, what's that? And you kept the money. God will look for another helper. Then the day you cry to God, the helper will be around you too. And he will be greeting you. Ndo, ndo, ndo. So you must trust God. When you pray, And trust God when you have. Because I'm telling you, give that person that thing. Give her. Give him. Get my friend, give him. Number two, you want to meet the gift of men. Get your location right. I preach in Asia. The pastor in Asia was my son before he became my in-law. And they loved me. And he said, sir, let's go and open a church in Bali. In Bali, that is where the money of Indonesia is. Between you and me is sweet. But there is a law. Let me tell you, look at me. Anytime you want to take something sweet, look at the laws. And the law is this. Anointing is one thing. Location is another thing. See, if somebody that doesn't have anointing is in the right location, he will be eating and be fatting. When I say fat, if you have anointing and you're in the wrong location, you will suffer until you come back to your place of location. So I told them, I love you, but my jurisdiction is not in Asia. I'm much Bali. And I was pressed. So I think of, and I said, listen, there is a love location which is superior than anointing. Don't forget it. Don't say because you carry oil, you can go to Venezuela. Just enter. We are going to Venezuela because of the name. You are going to America. You are going to UK. You are not okay. You go to Germany. You will meet germs. Australia. Ajo, snake. You must get your location right. Let me pray for you. Number one prayer, receive grace to trust God. That amen, I reject it for you. Receive grace to trust God. That amen, I'm not hearing you here. Big man here. I said receive grace to trust God. Number two, receive today grace to know, get right your location in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout your biggest amen and receive it. Look at me. You must pray for a seeing eyes and a hearing ear. Look at me. Anytime you meet people, the first question you ask is, what is this person doing in my life? Is this going to be long term or one term or very few? I have met people, and the day I met them, I knew where they are going to be in my life. And I have them all around me. Some is 24 years. Some is 28 years. And as I'm talking now, they are everywhere looking at me. Including your resident pastor. Everybody that I meet, I begin to ask, who is this guy? Does he waka come? And he's going, who is he? Who is she? The earlier you know, the better for you. Let me pray for you. From today, receive a seeing eyes in the name of Jesus. When I met Pastor Paul, his tie was was bigger than his head. The tie was big like this. It was shorter than this. In fact, I looked at him and I said, hello, how are you? I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to be a medical doctor. And he was shaking his head like this. And there was a comb behind his back. You remember? You see how that comb? Bring it to church next week, let's see. I said, you want to be a medical? He said, yes. You're not going to be a medical doctor. You are going to be a business manager. And people will put their business into your hands. And later, you are going to be a pastor. And I saw God forbid in his eyes. So he tried and maintained a relationship. He went to school. He came to my house with his certificate or certificate. NYC. And I prayed for him. Have they bought the tickets for you? And he said, sir, anytime from now, I'm going to Gambia. Father, we thank you for Gambia boy. As the doors of Gambia will open. Jesus. God said, they play. Both of you. So he left. And the next morning he came back. What happened? I saw that I'm following you. You are who? Follow who? Don't follow me. It's 28 years. And you know what? You will never hear this scandal. Do you know why? Because God ordained it. If it's chosen to you or for you by God, there will be no scandal. It is the one that you went. When you look, we are looking at her chest. You say, hey, this thing now, answer to this thing. She will wash my back. I will scratch her back today. That is why there was scandal. Shall I continue? Your voice is going down now again. Shall I continue? We have what to do already. So when I'll just pray for you now. Don't be angry. The AC here is very, very cooling. We'll fix everything this week. We are already on it. Some devil just came to attack this church. All the territorial spirit and powers in and out of this church. You know what? They were put to shame before. They will be put to shame again. Came into this compound, cut our AC from head to toe. The AC that is over 2 million. We've been dealing with them. Finish that one now. Generator. We know all is against elevate, but we are elevated already. In Jesus' mighty name. Stop looking down on man. What did I say? You look at this. I have seen the way you reply some people. Don't you ever call me again when I am on my program. Somebody was talking about it on live program that I have been warning you. And I called him, hello. That person you just spoke to now is your helper. Say, eh? You speak to people anyhow because you think they are nothing. Oh God. They are your open doors. Stop looking down on me. A bishop of Jakarta sat in my house. You were there too, on the floor. Today it's lifted all over Asia. There are some people you are taking care now. Look at me. That they are going to be bigger than you. It's not a curse. Your children too will be bigger. There are people you are giving money now. That what God has prepared for you. But no. So I pray for you. Receive a seeing eyes. Number 4. Honor all men. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all men. Hello, sir. How are you, sir? Have respect for all men. Show respect for all men. He might be a gatekeeper. Tomorrow is going to be the next person after king. He might be in the prison with you. Treat them honorably. Look at it. I see some people in this church, they say, I don't have time for social person. I go straight to daddy. Who is your daddy? I see so much pride in you that you don't even have anything. And I'll be shaking my head. I said, no, daddy, when I call daddy now, he will come out and meet me here. Me. Because you are my father's elder sister. And the people that are talking to you can press just one button that, okay, there's no problem, just wait. And by the grace of God, they can keep you out there forever until I come out. Put it back there. I'm reading that, Peter. 1 Peter 2:17. For the Christian fraternity, of which Christ is the head, reverence God. Full stop. Honor the emperor. But start from what? Respect. Treat them. I want to end now. Remember, Abraham saw some guys walking in front of his house. If you had one the kind of anointing of Abraham and the kind of money, and you will end the regbe, you had your compound here. You are walking out in front of my compound. Which stupid compound do you have? And he located there. He ran after them, and everything changed. I ran off. By telling you this, please be quick to be a blessing to somebody. I bless people and they think I have houses. I will have mansions. Don't say that because you don't have this kind of... Keep doing what God... Some people, the money in their in your hand is actually for their school fees. Some people, the money you kept in your bank account is actually for their health insurance. Likewise, there are some money in the hands of some people that are your money. Should I pray for you? If a prayer, any prayer, whatever that is yours in the hand of anybody, may God collect it for you. Sit properly, let me pray. Whatever that is their own in your hand, whatever that is this church own in your hand, in your bank account, your amen will not be loud, may God collect it from you. Because you pray, hey, amen, collect it for me. What about the one God wants to collect from you? Oh, thank you. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here, when men as failed as men, the Lord said, he's taking over now in the name of Jesus. Don't just be quick in helping people, be high in wisdom and sensitivity. High wisdom and sensitivity. Your spouse might be one of the good men in your life. Your mother might be one of the good men in your life. Look at me while I'm talking to you. Your daughter might be one of the good men in your life. Your husband might be one of the good men in your life. Your pastor might be one of the good men in your life. The small boy, the last child, or the firstborn that is very dull might be one of the good men in your life. Look at me. Treat everybody well. Stop telling people, because you can talk. I know you are a dullard. I know your birth was a mistake. Look at me. Fight will finish, but words don't finish. And that's why when things happen, I don't talk, because even when the person says, I'm forgiving you, the words continue. He said, I'm a useless woman. He said, I'm a useless man. He said, I'm born for nothing. And it will continue to ring on there, especially when they are children. I have finished this service. I want to pray for you. But wait. A woman came to this church when we were in the Odo site with two of his sons, his first son and second son. He said, they stole her money. Said, Daddy, please show me which of them stole this money. So when they sat down, the firstborn and the second son. And I said, you don't need this. Whoever took money, give your mother the money. Both of them were looking at me like this. And the Lord said, the one you love most stole the money. He said, Daddy, I don't believe. Can you see that? Yeah, it's finished. I said already. She loved the small one. Said, this is the one that stole the money. He said, it's a lie. I said, please don't continue. They call me Baba Hebrew. Don't let's go further than this. I said, you see this boy you hate? This first boy you hate? He's the helper of the whole family. Stop it. He said, this one, this Olodoy, Akuri, you don't know Akuri? Dead brain. Timothy knows the family I'm talking about. You know the family I'm talking about? They were in this church. You know what? The boy became great. The boy is using Maserati. Now, you don't know Maserati? Now, the boy is going in and out. Now, I know what? This family, they are in the bush. Treat people well. Stop saying that I've been praying. Prayer's no answer. God has sent people to you. You treated them badly. A woman came to Central and told that time. And we were saying, who is Uche? She said, she doesn't know Uche now. He said, Daddy, is there? Was he living with you before? He said, yes. He is the younger brother of my husband. Where is your husband? He said, her husband don't die. Where is this boy? He said, this boy is one of the biggest boys in Onitsha. Call him, he said. I treated him badly. That is your helper in life. They don't have two. It's only one. And for God to mention Uchenna, call Uchenna. He said he will not pick a call. So I go, hello, sir. Sweet voice. You know these people have sweet voice.
Yes,
they God give you money.
Amen.
I need money. Okay, no problem. No, what, no, what, you don't need it. You are rich already. And I said, hello, this is Reverend Femi Akiola. He said, oh, good afternoon, sir. I don't know you. I said, yes, I don't know you too. I was praying for somebody. And the Lord mentioned Uchenna. And he said, yes, my name is Uchenna. Please, you will grant me 5 minutes. And he said, okay, I'm all ears. A woman called so-so-so-so was in front of me. I said, sir, can I off my phone? I said, please, you promised me 5 minutes. I've used 4 hours, 4 minutes, 3 seconds. Wait. It remained 4 minutes, 3 seconds. Wait. And I started talking to him. He said, this woman stopped my brother from helping anybody. This woman will not give us food. My brother will give her money. My brother shouted. Not my brother, his brother. And as he was shouting one day, he said his brother died. He said the family did not collect anything from her. She took over everything. We did not ask. We know what to do. He said, sir, why exactly are you calling me? I said, the Lord said you are his help, you are a helper. He said, I know. He said, I kept seeing her every time. He said, but sir, you know what? I can't forgive her. I'm sorry, sir, I have to go. I said, you can't go. Femi Akiola is my name. I will pray for you. The containers you are waiting for will come. You are waiting for 12 containers. He said, my God, that's true. I said, what are you telling me? Not be 12. He said, yes. I said, they will come now. What God wants to give to you? He said, sir. I said, help her. And he transferred 10 million to the woman. She was rolling everywhere in the church. He said, pastor, now because of container, tell her, make you no call me again. No. I said, but after now, you will still help our children. He said, yes. What about that his son, Stephen? I said, what about your son? He said, Stephen is always asking after you. He said, put him in a plane and let him come and meet me here. I will take over Stephen. He said, don't call me again. Stephen will be taking care of you. Listen to me. That was the last time I saw the woman too. Both 10 million and the woman and tithe and offering, prophetic offering, prophetic seed. Rise up on your feet, let us pray. We have to pray at this point. We have to pray when? At this point. Everything. Oh, go, go, ma. You don't go. So you will pray for yourself, then I will pray for you. So pray for yourself. My Father, my King. I am sorry. In any way, I have neglected men. Can you imagine the way you're answering me? My Father. Stop writing. Say it to my Father. I am sorry. In any way I've neglected men. In any way I've looked down on men. We am supposed to help. Father, forgive me. You have 30 seconds to pray. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray the second prayer, then I'll pray for you. My Father. Anytime you're praying, be using me to be praying. Remind God, Femi, my Father and the Lord, don't beg. I will not have to beg before I get this. How you help him, help me. But make sure you are ready to be a blessing to others. So pray this one. Everyone pray loud and clear. Say, my Father, my helper. Your response is not born again. Say, my Father, my helper. Give me the gift of men. Send good men to my life. But be, and the one you have sent already, I will not send them away by stupid mistake. Go ahead, somebody, and pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Stretch your hands to me as I pray for you. From today, the Lord will open doors of great men for you. Okay, online, I'm praying for them right now. From today, the Lord will open great doors for you. The doors of gift of men, the Lord will open for you in the name of Jesus. There are men that are capable of speaking for you and everybody will listen. The people that have capacity and capability. Are you ready for this one? The Lord will connect them to you in the name of Jesus. The people that will speak into your next level, the Lord will send them to you in the name of Jesus. The throne that is prepared for you. That man said, I have seen the son of Jesse. He can play guitar like anything. I pray for you. The men that will hype you as if you are more than this, the Lord will send them to you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. The Lord will bless you with good men. I'm not hearing you. I said, the Lord will bless you with great men in the name of Jesus Christ. Solomon from Pekin, he had people to serve him, he had people to help him. He got the right connection. So help me with your name. Let me pray. May the Lord connect you with the right connection in the name of Jesus. Where you have been seeking for help, seek no more, because God will put your burden on their shoulders in the name of Jesus. There are people I've never met before that have given me money. I have never met them. I have never met them. The anointing of what I enjoy. I don't know whether you are ready. For 350 people, I pray. Receive this grace that where you did not beg, where did not sow, you will reap great things in the name of Jesus. May God position men to fill in gaps in your life in the name of Jesus. I think I have to go. Your amen is not good. May the Lord put people that will fill up the empty gaps in your life in the name of Jesus. Of you, if you open your phone now, you see people you name Agune Chamber, you see people you name Odogu Bule, Jadelu 1, Ojemba 1, Ire 2, Kalista 2. Any useless people occupying space in your life, may the Lord replace them with helpers in the name of Jesus. There are people who have what you need. The Lord will connect you to them. There are people who need what you have. The Lord will bring them to you. Everything about you, they will look at you and they will love you in the name of Jesus. May God give people that will be loyal to you. If you don't say amen again, I will go. I promise you. May God give people that will love you. May God give people that will be loyal to you. May God give you people that will love you. I repeat again. May God give you people that will stand for you. People that where you are not, there will be a voice for you. In the name of Jesus. Every betrayer in your life, the Lord remove them from your life in the name of Jesus. The people that will stir you, teach you, speak to you, that will push you to your next level. Oh yeah, receive them in the name of the Lord Jesus. From today, your suffering is over. Any mistake, bad character, bad behavior. Some of you, the only thing you have is that your mouth, long lips. Once you position your lips like this, there's nobody you cannot talk to. So I pray for you. You will not use your hand to disconnect yourself in the name of Jesus. Need my prayer again. Power to be humble. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service. time, 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.